Kitty Nuku joins us, Kaiwhakahaere from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation. Of course, we are aware of the real hardships that our nursing fraternity are facing up and down the country. Yesterday, we had an interesting conversation with a nurse out of Hastings, Nada Hayes, celebrating International Nursing Day, but also making a mark on the world stage. This is to do also with the kidney transplant issues. But up and down the country, nurses have just had a gutsful, and Kitty's with us to be reminded, or to remind us, of just how dire the situation is. Not enough staff, underpaid, overworked, and unsafe, they're feeling in their workspaces. Thanks for joining us again, Kitty. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Things don't seem to get better. You and I have been talking down this path for a long time, Kitty Nuku. What's going on? The major dynamics at the moment seems as even some of our own Māori health providers are looking offshore themselves to try and get staff, nursing staff, to help in their clinics.
It's a shocking and dire situation, but I think we've been hearing a lot about the same stories for over 2+ years, so absolutely, it's abhorrent that nothing is going to be actively done. So let's hope that the budget pulls something out.
That would be the hope. If it doesn't, what are we going to see? A mass exodus? You know, people aren't going to just continue turning up to work if their mental health is compromised and their emotional stability is threatened. It's not just about the pay rates, is it? So who should we point the finger at here? We've got a Minister of Health, Verrill, but the negotiating teams on behalf of the government appear to be so stubborn that we can't seem to get any headway here. Whose responsibility is it to try and get through the impasse?
Yeah, well, I think the people, there is a number of political parties here to blame, because what we've had is a disinvestment in the health system for many, many years across many, many governments. So I don't believe that governments have ever anticipated a crisis of this degree. And I think it's been by the sheer luck that we've managed to get to where we are today. So I think the underinvestment over years has created the problem that we've currently got. We've never taken particularly nurses seriously. We've always depended on them, but never really contributed to investing in them. We've relied heavily on a medical Western model of service delivery, and that's where the majority of investment has happened. We've seen through the Y2575 claims the disproportionate way that Māori and iwi providers have been funded, even though we know that our people are more likely to have significant consequences by a lack of access to universal primary healthcare services. They're more likely to die younger. They're more likely to die of preventable diseases, et cetera, and et cetera, et cetera. So the list goes on. So we've known that our people are more likely to die earlier, but we've never done anything proactively to invest in correcting that. It's almost like we've allowed that to happen, or governments have allowed that to happen. So I think we've got to look at governments and how they've invested and taken health seriously as part of the problem in this. It is about how we recognise going forward, and the health reforms, I think, were a signal that we were heading in the right direction. But again, if you look at that, there's underfunding in Te Aka Whai Ora and the way that the funding is distributed again out into the Māori community. So it's historical, it's deeply entrenched systemic racism.
And these are very, they're bold accusations, and, you know, you wouldn't make them lightly, I understand that. What's the earn here for, what's the average earn for New Zealand nurses, Kitty? Because we know that they perform such a vital role in our health settings. And, you know, sometimes when you marry it up to what others are making, we're trying to encourage more and more into the profession, but sometimes the dosh doesn't really add up. What sort of money are our nurses on?
Yeah, so there again, the problem is difficult to give an exact figure because nurses in Te Whatu Ora get paid differently from the nurses in primary care, even though every year there's an expectation that we have to prove that we're clinically competent to achieve, to work within those spaces. There is also a value add or expectation that nurses will continue to do professional development, postgraduate papers, work towards your master's, which isn't recognised either. So what we're saying is, while some nurses across the sector start off maybe around $40,000, $50,000, that quickly is impacted on the minute you have to do the postgraduate papers, which usually come out of your own pockets, and then support you having to travel around the country to work, to go where you need to go. But I think there's been a lot of talk around experienced nurses, nurses with 5 years experience, and saying that they'll come out on $95,000, and isn't that great, and that's more than the average New Zealander. But if you look at the work expectations, the clinical requirements, the cultural requirements that are put upon nurses within Te Whatu Ora, it's significant.
Well, we know a third of that is soaked up in tax anyway. Look, today's budget day. It's a little hard to anticipate which way we're going in. Everyone says it's a bread and butter budget. We've got cyclonic damage that we need to rebuild from. We've got the COVID of recent years also. So gut feeling is that the nursing sector aren't exactly going to be singled out for the sort of boost in earnings that they would expect. Have you any inside line or oil? I know we can all sort of pose wish lists pre-budget, but has there been any indication that there'll be some relief afforded the nursing sector in today's announcements, from your understanding, Kenny?
But we're hopeful, but we're not optimistic, you know, and as you've just said, there is a lot of trauma that's out there. People that have been affected by the floods, people in rural, isolated communities, and we don't want to take anything away from the opportunity to invest in the mental health and well-being of those communities. But nurses themselves are working alongside patients every single day that are facing these types of trauma, and there has to be some recognition of the trauma that is associated with working with patients with mental health illnesses and helping them to recover. So I think, it's a really tricky one. We've always said that the nursing shortage workforce issue needs to be fundamentally front and centre for us. It's where we believe we can make a big difference, and that money needs to be ring-fenced specifically for nurses, especially in the primary care and Māori and iwi provider sector, so it goes directly to those nurses. But notwithstanding the fact we've got a lot of issues that we need to address in the community in terms of the impact of cyclone, of future events and the pandemic and the isolation that has created, and the mental well-being of communities. So it's going to be a very it's going to be interesting to see where this lands, but we're hopeful, but we're not optimistic. There is so much need out there at the moment.
Thanks. Ongoing discussions that we have had now for years, and hopefully some traction today, but as you say, won't hold our breath. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe, tuhine. Thank you.